This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week we are pleased to feature former state senator and Carlinville mayor, Deanna DiMuccio. Deanna, welcome.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Tobin?
Pretty good. The mayor thing, I'm still getting used to.
Well, so
you'll always be senator.
Well, and that's okay because, you know, they always say once a senator, always a senator. And I have a lot of people that still call me senator, and I'm trying to get used to mayor, too.
And, of course, recently the state of Illinois lost a tremendous person with Judy Bart Topinka, and I know your time as a senator and even Vince's time as a senator, you've had good relations with Judy Bart.
Judy and Vince were both in the legislature. You know, she started in the House, he in the Senate. They became very good friends, you know, back then. Always had a good working relationship. She was a very unique, witty individual, but always a lady, always had that demeanor of being, knowledgeable, knew what she was, you know, knew all the things going on in politics. Of course, when I came in after Vince's passing, she as a woman, me, you know, she kind of was, even though we were probably close to the same age, she was kind of like mothering me, you know, during that time. Loved my son, you know, always talked about Brad, and my daughter works in the comptroller's office now, and has had great relationships, and state of Illinois had a great law.
Absolutely, and one thing I will say about Judy Bart Topinka, even though party affiliation aside, she was a Republican, but that because if she didn't agree with the Republican side, she'd flat out say,
absolutely,
I don't agree with you.
Yeah.
If she didn't agree with the independents or Democrat side, right, she'd flat out say.
Absolutely. And that's what makes her, I think, in my posting yesterday on Facebook, I made the, she was a unique individual because of that. She never let party affiliation interfere with her job and what she and her friendships. And we don't see that a lot today. Mm-hmm. That makes it's sad because, you know, again, her institutional knowledge and the ability to work everyone in the state of Illinois across the aisles.
Right.
You don't see that today.
And it's going to be interesting because you still have Governor Pat Quinn in office.
Yes.
You got Governor-elect Bruce Rauner right knocking on the door. So who's going to make the call?
I
think you might as well, if Governor's going to be out in January, hold off until the new guy comes in and let him have a choice.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. And I think, again, you know, the period of time, this is a unique situation. And I admire the fact that they're going to wait. There's no need to put a replacement in there. She has a very able and capable Nancy Kimmy, her chief of staff, that has been with her for years. And that staff has always been very capable of making sure that everything runs well. And I know that I saw Dan Rutherford's comments, the treasurer's office, working with the comptroller's office. So again, whether the governor does it or not, I don't know. It would be a temporary five-week appointment.
Exactly.
Taking it up to January 12th. Whereupon Rauner will take governor. The new governor will be Governor Rauner. He'll take office on the 13th. Then again, he can appoint. He'll appoint. Make that appointment. The question is, I think, will that appointment? And I don't know constitutionally. I don't know, and I'm not a constitutional attorney or whatever. But will it be for up until the next election, or will it be for 4 years?
It almost like Quinn and Rauner need to work together on this.
Yeah.
And Quinn needs to say, hey, this is who I'm thinking. Do you agree? So that way it's not 5 weeks and then here's a new guy.
Yeah.
Dan Rutherford's an interesting name.
Yes.
Because he lost his election. He could easily go into that spot, but there's a little cloud with him as well. I mean, with everything.
Well, so, Tom Cross also is another interesting name.
Absolutely.
Okay. Because he lost just barely, you know, we just found out who was going to be the new comptroller.
Mm-hmm.
So that in itself is or does he go with a woman? I don't know. I would think maybe Christine Redonio would be a good good choice there. She's later.
Rauner mentioned Kimmy.
Yes.
As a possible one.
Yes.
And that would be
a good choice. That's a good choice, too. So there's a lot of them, a lot of things. But I think the question, and I, you know, this is a time for mourning, and you know,
rather absolutely. Than,
and so I think the question will come in, will that appointment that Rauner has to make, will that be for a 2-year up until the next election, or will that appointment go all 4 years?
I think it's all 4 years, but I'm not for sure.
I'm not a legal counsel either. That's where I don't know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. You okay there?
Yep. I'm not sure how that will, you know, I don't know what the Constitution says on that.
Well, we'll talk about your thoughts on what's going on with the state later on here,
okay.
But I want to talk a little bit on Carlinville.
Oh, sure.
What's going on with the county seat in Macoupin County?
Well, we have been quite busy. The city of Carlinville has, you know, I've been in office now about a year and a half. Took office a year ago May, and during that time we have been you know, pretty active. We've received a number of we've applied for and received a number of grants to help us with one grant in particular. Well, actually I'll tell you about both because I'm very excited about it. The standard edition area, we applied for some infrastructure repairs there, and we received a CDAP grant. But what we also did is set up a standard edition neighborhood association working with winning communities. And Bob Rogers, who's on the winning communities board, took this project on, and we now we have a meeting tonight. It's called the Standard Edition Neighborhood Association. And what that is to help rehab, clean up, do all of the necessary repairs that's going to be in that area, in that Standard Edition, and to get that back up to being the historic Standard Edition homes. And so we applied for a grant. We looked for new water structure. Hopefully we could, and other areas. Our other grant was an emergency grant that we also applied for combined sewer overflow. And we had an issue there. So we got some money to start on that. We also received a grant for safe routes to schools. And we're excited about the fact that that in collaboration, and you know, you in city government, and I think we're seeing this, and I hope that we've been able to bring this to light. It's bringing other entities together and working together.
Absolutely,
it's bringing the school. We had Tracy Smith. It's bringing the housing. We had Peg Barkley, our police department. Mm-hmm. Derek Graham, our director for Public Works, Tim Acera, and working together, they were able to come up with a plan on providing safe routes to school. And we received about $111,000. And so we're very excited about that. Again, the Standard Edition grant and working in that association, working with winning communities, working with the Chamber of Commerce, it's all about collaboration. And what I have seen and what I like most of all is that there is no one person, basically. Mm-hmm. It's a collaboration, and no one is wanting to take, you know, no one's out there to get the credit, because mm-hmm. it's all of us.
Absolutely, and you're starting to see that more where the boards of education,
sure.
the city council,
yeah.
and even the county boards
right.
are working together.
Yeah.
And if you want to extend it further, park districts.
Yes,
everyone needs to work together.
Right, and if you don't, you're kind of like an island in yourself. Okay, mm-hmm. you know, you can't. You're not going to get
There's no I in team.
No, there isn't. Yeah, and so you have to put that team effort together, and we've seen that. And I think that's what's made us pretty successful over this past year and a half, and in putting everything. Together. What I've also noticed, we have a great public works director. We have a great team up front. The girls, city clerk, Carla Brockmeyer, Jody, our treasurer, Claudia Leonetti, who is our budget person, and mm-hmm. Karen and Darlene. We have to all work together.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't, you know, then something fails.
You have to admit, doing a budget for a city is much better than a
it
state.
It is. I really, honestly, I kind of like doing the budget for the, I like the idea that we have good people working together. And then our committee, our council works like teamwork. And, you know, the councilmen come in every day. We, you know, we keep pretty close tabs on everything. So I don't know if anyone's been over yet to Carlinville, but if they have not, please do. Our downtown square is magical. We, again, it's a beautiful downtown square. We had to reshingle the gazebo.
The gazebo.
And in turn, we put some new lighting in it, and the downtown is just beautiful with the decorations.
Christmas on the square is always a big deal in Carlinville. It's amazing how many people come out for that.
Just for the lighting, yes. And it is magical. It's beautiful.
And Carlinville's got a lot to offer. My wife and I were fairly recently in Carlinville. We went to Broom's Orchard.
Oh, sure.
That big apple festival, sure, that they always have.
Right.
It's amazing how many people that brings in.
Right.
You look at the summer months, you've got the county fair that comes in, and right, that brings in quite a few people.
Well, and we also had the Historical Society. They also had their Strawberry Festival. They have right now, they have a fall festival, which is huge, with a number of vendors. And then for the Christmas market, they also have an open house and have lots of activities out there. So we have a number of things going on. Right now we are looking at, and we will be bringing to the council on Monday night, and this is going to be interesting, widening and resurfacing of Plum Street, mm-hmm, and then taking it down eventually to Nicholas. Okay. And what that will do, and we are looking at it, is to reroute our trucking around our historic square. And it's been an interesting concept. And I notice I'm watching your reactions.
Yeah.
Because if you've ever been on our square at, mm-hmm, any certain day and counted the number of trucks that go around there.
Oh, there's quite a few.
There's a lot. Mm-hmm. And so by rerouting and doing a new truck route, we can reroute it, be able to keep our bricks and keep our historic square intact.
See, when you said interesting, I thought you were going to, uh-huh, put an under or an overpass by the railroad tracks to keep traffic going, but we won't go there.
No, we won't go there yet. And, of course, we just finished our West Main. The railroad has just finished that crossing, and that is...
Good segue there.
See, yes, beautiful. And then I think on Monday night we will have the Amtrak station individuals coming in to show us our new Amtrak station that's going to be started on. The plan shows about 30% mm-hmm, completed. They want the council, they'll do a presentation, and so we'll have a new train station going in down at the down where the old one's at.
That's awesome.
So we have a lot of things going
and
on.
And the revitalization, the Carlinville Plaza has been,
yep, the plaza.
Been revitalized.
Right. I was just on the phone with them, with Central Realty. They're going to come in and on Monday night and do a kind of a wind up of what's going on out at the plaza. Mm-hmm. There's been some changes. There's been subtle changes that if you're not aware, you probably wouldn't even notice, but they wanted to bring everybody up to speed and show us what's going on there.
Absolutely.
We have some new tenants that's going in, and we have some potential tenants going in.
And that's always fun when you have inquiries about moving into the Carlinville, uh-huh, or establishing in Carlinville.
Yes, yes.
And it's always interesting when you go to the coffee shop, well, I hear this place is going in there, and this restaurant's going to be built here. I mean, that's always fun, isn't it?
Well, that's why the aldermen come in and tell me every morning. You know, they come in my first question is, so what's at the coffee shops, right?
So what's coming in now?
What's coming in now?
Yeah.
But that's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure retention, of course, is always huge, particularly in a small community, and it's vital because we have to do that.
And you mentioned that, and this will kind of segue into the state issues. You know,
right,
you know this as well as I do. The state had a plan. I mean, it died in the Senate to raise the minimum wage to $11,
sure,
an hour. You know this as well as I do. Now, being mayor of a small town, $11 an hour, that could cause a lot of problems for a small town like the Stauntons, like the Carlinvilles,
sure,
like the Hillsboroughs,
sure,
because,
sure,
number one, how are these businesses going to get that money?
That's right.
They're already getting taxed enough as it is, maybe too much, depending on how you... I mean, that could have had a detrimental effect.
And you're right, Tobin, but on the other hand, if you're out here and you're trying to find a job, mm-hmm. and raise a family, and I go back to a single mother trying to raise maybe one or two children or whatever, $11, you know, the minimum wage now at $8.
$8.25.
She can't do that, so they have.
I agree with you.
And
on
they
that.
Have, and normally you'll see them having to hold down two jobs,
mm-hmm.
okay, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really it's a very difficult situation. It when you look at each side, because you do not want that individual out here not being able to take care of her family, which puts her on,
right.
on all sorts of other public assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the business owners, particularly in a small town, can't pay that.
Exactly.
Because they don't have the volume like they do in a larger city.
Or the product.
Or their products.
Or the product gets yeah. jacked up sky
yeah.
high.
And you
then
can't,
they're not going to sell anything.
And they're not going to be able to sell
right.
it. And it's not like, you know, they're not, in a small community, you're not going to find a Macy's or Bergner's or mm-hmm. the larger box stores, okay?
Right.
And so it's really, it's a difficult...
It's a very thin line.
It's a very thin line because do you want to keep that individual receiving public assistance and not being able to get a job?
Mm-hmm.
Or raise their family on that at $8.25, and you know yourself, by the time they would pay rent, have a car, and get to work, they don't have anything left. Or how does that small employer do it? So it's a very small line.
It is, and it's a very thin line,
very
thin, and mm-hmm. one that needs to be walked very tight.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah,
because one of two things: we're gonna all gonna get raises,
right?
Or B, products are going to go up as a result.
Right, exactly. And then, of course,
we're still back at square one.
Sure, and your local customers, your local individuals that go to your local stores, and mm-hmm. and the statistic is that 85% of our businesses out here are small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
85%. And that's coming out of some economic development statistics that we were just informed of. And when you think about that, you know, those small businesses is what is the hub of what keeps many of, you know, keeps everything going.
Oh, absolutely.
And so it's going to be difficult to see how they, it's going to be interesting to see how they do it.
Do you still follow what's going on in Springfield?
Yes
every
and no.
Every once in a while?
Yes and no. Once in a while.
Once in a while?
Yeah, I miss it. I really did like working in the, you know, in the legislature. And, of course, I loved it when Vince was there because, you know, there was all sorts of really cool things happening. And he worked so hard to make changes. And, of course, that are still there today. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like the Judy Bard, you know.
Yeah,
they were institutional figures at the Capitol building. So, yeah, I miss that. But I also have to tell you that, you know, Tip O'Neill always said politics is local.
Absolutely.
All politics is local.
Absolutely.
And when you see the local, what transpires on a local level, I don't really think that individuals understand that it really is local.
Absolutely.
And I enjoy it. I enjoy being mayor. I see completion. Sometimes it's a little longer than I anticipate as it goes through the committee process and the deliberation. But once we reach that decision and we start on something, it's really good to see that final product come to fruition.
Absolutely. And then we go back to Springfield. It's going to be interesting. We've got a Republican mm-hmm. governor. Democrats
yeah.
hold the House and Senate.
Uh-huh.
They're either going to work together or it's going to be one big hair pull after another.
Well, and the same thing at Washington.
Oh, absolutely.
Washington's going to be...
the president's hair has gotten a lot grayer.
Matter of fact, I just happened to see a clip of him the other night on the...
Colbert.
And I have to tell you, he might want to go in when he leaves
Little
there.
Guy.
Yeah, he may want to do something with it. But yeah, he's really aged a lot.
Deanna, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
It's a pleasure.
thank you so much, and it's glad to hear things are going well in Carlinville, and we're definitely going to have you back again soon. I always love our chats.
Well, I have to tell you that we have a great community, and I want to personally thank my employees there. They're not my employees. It's the City of Carlinville employees, and they do a heck of a job. You know, our street department's always either down in a hole fixing a water break or, you know, something going on. But we have a really good team. We have a recognition dinner Saturday night, and they're all going to get recognized because they do a heck of a job.
Deanna, it's always a pleasure again.
Right. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure. And have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You as well.
And I'm not saying Happy Holiday. Merry Christmas.
Same to you. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest this week, Carlinville Mayor and former State Senator Deanna DiMuccio. Coming up next week on the program, a guy that I think you're familiar with, Mickey Robinson from the Cole Country Chamber of Commerce, will be in.
Mickey.
So,
Merry Christmas to Mickey.
Absolutely. Stay tuned for that. Until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.